Afghanistan's media are being revived. Under the Taliban, television was banned and radio highly restricted. But in Kabul and other major cities, stations are getting back on the air. At least they're trying to. From Jalalabad, Afghanistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Put yourself in the position of Shafiqullah Ikhlas, a technician at Jalalabad's TV station. You're eager to start broadcasting again now that the Taliban are gone, but you don't have a videotape library. The Taliban destroyed it. You don't have a satellite dish. The Americans bombed that. What you do have are mice, lots of mice. Ikhlas explains how the rodents burrowed inside the video editing machines, munching on cables and wires, while the TV station sat idle for more than 6 years. Repairing the machines will cost money, money the new Afghan government doesn't have. So instead, officials here are focusing on their radio station, which, under the Taliban, was only allowed to broadcast religious verses and edicts. All Quran, all the time. But now, for 4 hours a day, listeners can tune in to news programs like this one. It's not exactly the most scintillating of programs. This is a discussion about ways to reduce litter in Jalalabad. But officials here say it's a start. Mostly what Afghans are eager to hear is music. The station plays Indian and Afghan pop songs like this one. Station manager Abdul Samad Momad says he's being careful not to shock his listeners by playing Western music.
Step by step, we'll go ahead, forward. And then because our people haven't heard the music for almost 10 years, of course we're going step by step.
Abdul Samad is a former soldier who fought against the Soviets. He still keeps an old Russian pistol in his desk drawer. He has an abiding hatred for the Taliban and for Osama bin Laden, who he blames for personally ruining Afghanistan. He says the Taliban's ban on television and music was selectively enforced.
Well, I've met Osama bin Laden 4 times. I saw him hearing the music in radio. So those who were stopping people from listening to radio, they themselves were listening to music. Those who were stopping people from watching TV, they themselves were watching TV. So they were just stopping people from doing that, forcing people not to do these things they themselves were doing.
Even under the Taliban, ordinary Afghans still managed to find outside sources of news, tuning into the Voice of America and the BBC to learn what was happening in the neighboring province. Nusra Khan, a producer at Jalalabad Radio, says Afghans are true news junkies out of necessity.
Yes, of course. Afghans are very curious because they have suffered a lot of disaster. So I think Afghans are more curious than anybody else because they've suffered a lot. So they've just radio every hour, every night, just listening to radio what's happening, what will happen tomorrow.
Afghanistan's new media moguls say they're eager to feed this appetite for information. The manager here says he has no idea when the TV station may be up and running, and he concedes that Radio Jalalabad is not about to go to a 24-hour news format. But it's not for lack of ambition. If I had the money, he says, we'd be broadcasting 48 hours a day. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jalalabad, Afghanistan.